Balzer and Bray and Harper Audio present Revel by Lissa Mia Smith. Performed by Taylor Meskimen and Kurt Graves. For my cousins, a million books couldn't capture the magic of growing up with you.
Sponsored by Dewey Kronos. Charmant's favorite time traveler. 10 cents per passenger. Charmant is only a ferry ride away. For a chance to feel ecstasy, give a Revel a jewel. Let an Ephigen cocktail carry you away. Hear the truth from an Edwardian mind reader. Find an elusive Stratori healer to remove your pain. Injuries must be transferred to a willing volunteer.
1. Lux Revel. It was our first show of the summer, and if fate had its way, it might also be our last. The energy in the theater crackled with anticipation. While Nana stacked the champagne flutes into our signature R, I held the back of her chair, suppressing a smile as she grumbled about her decades of tightrope walking without a spotter. My uncles cast bemused glances our way as they swept windblown sand between the floorboards, the scratching of their brooms drowned out by giggles from the mezzanine, where the littlest Revels huddled, plucking cockroaches from the torn velvet upholstery. A few years and a lifetime ago, that had been my job. Nana positioned the final glass and stood taller on the chair, pride shining in her topaz eyes as she scanned the pit. After a bit of booze and plenty of magic, the tourists might mistake the big tent for a classy establishment. With a pop, I uncorked the champagne and handed it to Nana, but instead of shimmering gold, a clear, dull liquid dribbled out. Watered down, again. She took a swig and grimaced. "This tastes like piss." "How do you know what piss tastes like?" Her eyes narrowed. "Don't sass me, child. Is this the last of it?" "I'm sure there's more somewhere," I lied, as if Uncle Wolf hadn't spent all winter trying to scrape together enough liquor to get us through opening night. In a rare concession, Nana allowed me to help her off the chair. Although time had curved her shoulders, she still moved with the grace of a woman who'd spent years in the spotlight. A grace I should have inherited, but didn't, along with the cleavage she flaunted in her skin-tight crimson sequined gown. "Let's make it a cider fountain," I suggested, leading her away. "The tourists will be too drunk to notice the difference." "Cider in our champagne fountain? We're Revels. We can't be as dry as a nun's." "Easy, Nana." Fixing my smile, I stole a glance at the others. "Uncle Wolf and I have a plan. More like a Hail Mary." I started to turn away, but she grabbed my wrist, her voluminous bracelets cool against my skin. "Wolf told me all about this plan of yours. Your magic may be strong, Lux, but even you can't charm a bloody Kronos. There's no way he'll give you a jewel." "True. The Kronos family raised their young on tall tales of my family's magic. Give a Revel a jewel, and they'll charm you into drowning yourself in the Atlantic. Give a Revel a jewel, and they'll shred your mind and keep your body as their own. Dewey Kronos would have to be a fool to give me the very thing I needed to manipulate his emotions. Good thing I had a source of magic other than jewels. Not that Nana knew." I squeezed her hand and checked my lipstick in the mirrored wall beyond the bar. Blood red, perfect. With my head high, I crossed the theater, narrowly missing a burst of fire. My flamethrower.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?